We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Monday's fun day. Woo! Hi, Vinny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Monday.
It's broad daylight out. Well, I mean, you know, it's a lot brighter than it normally is this time of year.
You're right. It's great.
Yep.
I mean, I'll take it.
Yep.
It stinks at 9 o'clock. At 8:45 last night, it was still light out.
I know.
And that 15 minutes, it closes the gap quickly. But there you are, sort of with daylight, and then it. You know, 9 o'clock. I'm like, all right, it's dark. I can go to bed.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever. I hop in better. I get in bed my regular time.
So let's hear about your weekend. Was it great?
We had an excellent weekend. It was, nothing like me. We had some friends over last night and had a little.
Last night?
Well, 5 o'clock. We had come over for some hamburgers and hot dogs, and I had a beer. It's not my one. I limited myself to one, which was nice. But it was good to see them. We haven't seen, the pandemic. I haven't seen them in forever. So Mike and Heather came over.
Oh.
It was fun. And 7:15, I looked down at my watch. I go, okay. And they're like, all right. Everyone hops up and we pick up. So I'm like, all right. Took my shower, hopped in bed. I was all snuggled up. I probably 8:15, a little late, but.
All right.
It was good. And just the weather. Oh, if I could bottle yesterday, just beautiful. I mean, I don't know what it is. Like, if you go up over one hill from here, it's 15 degrees hotter. So I was probably stifling for many people. But for us, it was 78. It's great.
Oh, yeah. It didn't get too hot here. I mean, I actually thought it was kind of pleasant. In fact... I'd been working on our air conditioners, which is something you'd never hear from me, except the joys of home ownership. What are you going to do?
Oh, boy.
Got these air conditioners. And
joy after joy.
So I've been talking to this guy. This is the guy who said, listen, you're not a bad guy. And I went, I wasn't thinking I was till you said that. Thanks. Okay. Whatever. But he's sort of explaining that now dealing with your air conditioner now is way too late.
It's dealing with it when everyone else is dealing with it.
Right. Which, okay.
The thing is, I didn't know in February because I wasn't running my air conditioner.
I also had my hands full with a bunch of other stuff. Yeah. So
right.
I just wasn't,
pandemic.
Wasn't on my mind.
There's a pandemic.
Right.
Go on.
Anyway, the air conditioner thing, he's like, first of all, you need to clean your, and he gives me a list of stuff I need to do.
Oh.
And I'm
then
like,
maybe it'll work.
Yeah. And it did help a lot. So he helped me a lot. I had to clean the fins and other crap. I went back there. The units are hidden behind bushes, and there's a lot of gunk, and I just cleaned everything out and then turned it on and actually got cold air and was like, oh, all right. So I don't know if we still need more refrigerant.
Yes, you might need a...
But we've got somewhere with this, through this process. He gets me to take a picture of this thing, and I come back, and I text it to him, and he goes, that's not it. Go back. Like, damn it, man. I send him the thing.
How nice of him to, spend the time. I assume you're not even paying him for that.
I hadn't paid him a penny yet. Oh. Nope. But we found the thing, and he goes, yeah, those units are 15 years old. And I went, oh. And should they be serviced regularly? And he's, well, yeah. And I went, well, I haven't looked at him in three or four. maybe. I don't know how long I've even lived here. I'm actually getting that weird feeling like I've been in one space for...
Did you have the second baby in the other house?
No.
Then you've lived there for 3 years.
Yep.
At least, right?
And I haven't touched those air conditioning units at all. So.
Right. She's an August baby.
Yep.
And you were married when she was about a year old?
Yeah, I think so. I don't.
That sounds
right. Those are all things that.
Well, summer, July, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Right. I was just, my personal feeling is of being overwhelmed for all things like that.
With
so
feelings of concern or was it?
No, just overwhelmed. Right. Like, oh my God, there's too much stuff to do.
Home ownership, though, it's not just fix it when it breaks. It's maintain it so it doesn't break. I mean, that's, you know, it's a whole new world.
Yeah. So anyway, I spent some of my time with that and some basketball time. By the way.
Well, you're going to be an expert in AC now.
No, I don't want to
be. The HVAC guy.
I don't want to be.
If this radio thing
Thank
doesn't
you.
Work out, you'll be able to go around to the neighborhood and fix everybody's AC units.
I found a story as we were leaving on Friday about the best guitar riffs of all time.
Great story.
And the story was about the best 50.
Yeah.
So there's a lot there.
Go listen to the whole 50?
What's that?
Did you go listen to the whole 50?
No. I mean, I know every song on the list, but what I was going to say is I have, you know, multiple song books. So I went and pulled out my Zeppelin and Whole Lot of Love is the best guitar riff of all time, according to this magazine. And as I'm learning it, I'm like, this isn't it. It's just not it. Like, it's cool. It sounds good. But of all the Zeppelin songs, you could have picked 20 others.
You know, it's funny because I don't want to dispute what they've arrived at, but I completely concur. Even just in Zeppelin world, there's better riffs than
that. That's what I'm saying. Within Zeppelin, you could pick a lot of different stuff.
It's actually a very simple, I mean, it's certainly very recognizable. The sound of the guitar is part of that, and but I agree with you. I would even think Back in Black is the one that sticks out to me. Like, that's also a pretty simple riff.
I'm not talking about intricacy. I'm talking about, like, because a lot of the best riffs, guitar riffs, are simple.
Yeah.
In fact, many musicians will tell you that's you've got to keep it.
Simple is clever.
There you go.
And clever is stupid or something.
Anyway, as I was playing it, I went, this isn't it. It's just not.
Then you kept on playing it because you knew that when you come over here, I'm going to want to sing that with you.
It takes a million, you know, runs through to sort of own it in the way it needs to be owned, you know, like it's the movements and everything. It's
you
got to
make it sound just like.
Right. So, yeah, I was working on that. And I watched. Oh, you know where I'm finally getting through now is Breaking Bad, like to a place where I can't put it down.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I've been watching some of that, too. And there's a weekend.
I got to
stuff with my kids. You know, I did a ton of stuff with them. Right.
Well, they're just always there going, what are you going to do with me now?
Right.
You know, the whole thing. Oh, man. Speaking of kids, we're leaving the kids. Like, this is our first vacation. It's actually weirdly not even together. John's going on a fishing trip in Florida, and I'm going to see my mom. And then later in the week, we're going to all join up together. But it's our first fly away somewhere with no kids.
You're going to fly.
I know.
You've never gone anywhere without the kids? Like, there's. No?
Not together. I mean, John's gone on fishing trips, and I'm sure I've gone on a girls' weekend or something, but we are departing and flying away together, and the kids are... I've got my lists going. Here's all the things you got to do. It's a whole... You know, I don't expect them to clean the gutters or anything, but I'd love it to come back to a house that hasn't burned down. You know, that kind of thing.
I'm sure they're beyond the destroying the house phase, right?
Is anyone ever really beyond that? I mean, things get out of hand.
Well, okay.
I want to play them risky business and say, look how bad this can be, all right?
You have expectations of an older child as opposed to a 7-year-old, for example.
Much higher expectations that I'll come back and everything will be fine.
All right.
You know, I'll make sure all my cuticles are watered before I go, so that'll be plenty, you know, they can go. Come on.
You know, you don't have to keep that.
I love that. I call them cuticles now. That's what they are.
I don't even know if here. I was I Winning. Going for botanicals. I don't even know what I was going for. That
it doesn't matter. Cuticles is great. People write it to me all the time on my Instagram. Like, oh, look at this new cuticle I got. I'm like, oh, look at that. It's amazing.
Another ba-dum bump at Vinny's expense. Great.
Well, Vinny, you know, you do it to yourself. It's true. No, it's great. So I'll water all my cuticles. They that's just have to, they have to feed the fish. And that's really it. Feed the cats, you know, clean the litter box. That's it. They can handle that, right?
Yes.
It'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong?
Or they'll do it everything right before you get home.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, we just put the cats on a diet. We didn't forget to feed them. Yeah.
Whatever, that's yeah, cool. So you're going to sit there
I'm actually
with,
really excited.
Hold on, let me get this straight.
Okay.
Tina will be there, though.
Tina and my sister-in-law, Debbie.
Okay, so it's not just you and your mom and dad.
No, my dad's going on the fishing trip. So I'm not even going to see him. He'll be...
I thought this was about his birthday.
You know, it's not. No, I thought this was about dad's doesn't want to travel out here anymore. He's very frail since he had COVID, you know, blah, blah, blah. Turns out my mom just doesn't want to come out here.
Oh.
Mom. Yeah, this is her way of tricking me. So I was like, all right, well, listen, I'm going to come out. And then John goes, oh, well, I'm going there for this fishing trip. Why don't you come? And I said, all right, I'll go. So my dad is going, my dad, my brother, a bunch of my cousins, like the usual fishing trip gang. So they're all going to Key West and doing whatever the hell happens down there.
Key West. Yeah, how's that?
I've never been. It's in the Caribbean, though, so I'm sure it's tropical and lovely, right?
Do they stay on a boat or they have hotels?
They have a hotel there, and then they go out with a fishing guide, a fishing tour, whatever. So they go out for a couple days, and then they're going to be back in where my parents live. But my mom says to me this morning, she's like...
This morning?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's 8 o'clock her time.
You're already active. Okay.
She is all over me.
All right.
Good morning, Mom. She says, Thursday morning, because that's when I'm going to get there Thursday night, I think. She goes, Thursday morning, I'm going to pick up lobsters. I'm like, yes! Lobster! I'm so excited. I love it. She knows what I like. She's like, well, what else do you like? And what kind of shampoo? And what kind of toothpaste? I'm like, oh, jeez. You know, your mommy, she's got you. She can't wait for her little daughter.
Well, she
to
tricked
get there.
You into going, so
I know.
You're right.
She might as well get me lobsters. Right. I mean, she 100% tricked me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Dad, I don't think he can travel anymore. When I find out he's going on this fishing, I'm like, wait, what? My dad's going on that? Hang on.
Yeah, that's funny.
Is it?
Well, I mean, look, I would never have included a pandemic into my thought processes,
right.
But you know what? The back end, everybody in their life has a reason for thinking this sucks. And if you're at the back end and your days are numbered, so to speak, and I don't mean that he's, no. You know, going to die any second, but you know, what we're talking about
he's
here
81
is
81 years old.
You're at the back end of your life and you want all your days, every one of them.
Doesn't want to spend one flying, I guess.
And so I can see why he wants to go fishing and soak it up with his grandkids and kids. And, well, the grandkids aren't going to be there, are they?
Grandkids aren't going to be there. But all the, you know, the nephews and the sons and the sons-in-law and everybody, it's a big trip. No, they'll have a ball. They will. And my dad sold his boat this year, so it's he gets to be on a boat. You know, who doesn't want that? Anyway. Well, I was pretty convinced of the whole thing when he sold his boat. I was like, oh, he really is closing up shop over there. I better get over there and see him. Nah, we're going to have a great visit, and it's going to be.
Good.
And I get to have lobster, Vin, so, you know.
You know they make lobster around here, or
they
catch
do.
Them, or whatever.
No, you got to get them shipped in from the East Coast, you know.
Oh, it's got to be.
Got to be the Maine lobster.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Yeah,
claws,
we get lobster tails here, and they're
previously
kind of
frozen
shrimps.
And yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's still good,
sure,
but it's not. Yeah, you're right. It's different.
Yeah, you want the live lobster. You want to kill it yourself. You know that kind of thing. Very.
Oh, that's important
brutal.
Too.
Oh yes, it's got to be a live lobster shipped in from New England, and you drop it.
Oh,
in the,
dear.
Yeah, it's terrible, but delicious.
Good for you.
I'm really excited. And it'll be fun. My mom, so here's, this is what we're going to do. She goes, and then after we're done eating lobster, we can watch all the home shows I've saved for us. I'm like, oh, sounds, this is like wonderful.
You'll be in heaven.
Oh.
Good for you.
I know. I never sit around watching the, I mean, I wish I could watch more HGTV. I'm too busy doing the joys of home ownership on my own.
Doing it yourself. You know?
Exactly.
So we're done on Wednesday, right? No secret show this week.
I think we're going to do a secret show on Wednesday, but we haven't worked out all the details. I know we'll have a ton of stuff to cut. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to make that happen or not.
Okay. For the record.
Well, you're on the air, so you're on record.
All right.
I'm fine. We're going to probably have 500 things to cut, so it'll be.
That's what I was expecting.
It's
going
to be a lot of work, a lot of extra work this week, so that's fine. And we have a great meeting today. That's going to be fun. Yeah.
Yes.
I do love a meeting. I mean, who doesn't really, you know? That's where everything gets done.
Right. All right. Yeah. Well, let's get started.
All right. Let's do this thing. Fun Day Monday. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. It's Alice 97.3.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.